Mike Trudobin, hello, friend, and greetings once again in the wonderful, blessed name of our Lord Jesus Christ. This is Bob Griggs, and we're delighted that you've turned your radio dial to join us for a few moments of fellowship together around the truth of the living God. We'd love to hear from you, and it's our pleasure to be able to come to you with the truths of God's Word. And so if you'd like to write to us, it would be a pleasure to receive your letter, and we'd like to send to you a free New Testament. We'd like to send you the first three lessons of our free Bible correspondence course that would help you to grow in the knowledge and understanding of the truth of God's Word. We'd like to send you a free pocket calendar for this year that we're now in, and we'd like to send you some gospel tracts so you can be a witness and testimony for the Lord Jesus Christ. We'll send you our prayer card with our picture, and we would appreciate your remembering us in prayer, and we would be delighted to send these materials to you absolutely free and postage paid. No cost to you unless your post office would charge you, because we pay for it on this end for the shipping. And so we look forward to hearing from you, and if you'll get pencil and paper, I'll give you our mailing address, and it would be our pleasure for you to write to us and share with us your own testimony. If you know the Lord Jesus Christ as Savior, and if not, we'll send you some materials that will explain more fully to you how to invite the Lord Jesus Christ into your life and how to receive Him as your Savior. And if you have accepted Christ as Savior, we'll send you materials that will help you to grow in the knowledge of the Lord Jesus and in the understanding of what it means to be a child of God. Now, our mailing address is Bob Griggs. That's my name, capital B-O-B, space, capital G-R-I-G-G-S. That's capital B-O-B, then capital G-R-I-G-G-S. On the next line, you'll put a capital P period, capital O period, capital B-O-X, and that stands for our post office box, and the number is 825. Post office box 825. On the next line, you'll put the name of the town where we live, which is Ignacio. It's spelled capital I-G-N-A-C-I-O. That was the name of a Southern Ute chief who was head of the tribe of the Southern Utes. And his name was Ignacio, capital I-G-N-A-C-I-O, comma. And then you'll put capital C, capital O, period. That stands for our state, Colorado. And then the last line, or on that line also, you'll put our zip code. And our zip code is 81137-0825. 81137-0825. And that zip code is very important, because we can receive your letter even with just the zip code. And then on the last line, of course, you'll put United States of America. Or you can just write the abbreviation U, capital U, capital S, capital A, United States of America. Now, we do look forward to hearing from you, beloved. Your letters are always an encouragement to us, and we do look forward to receiving your mail. And we would like to mail to you these materials that we've mentioned, absolutely free and postage paid. Also included will be our website. And in our website, you can also find many of the materials that we mail out that you can download for yourself. And also our broadcasts are on the website, and you can listen to the broadcast there. And so we invite you to look at our website. It is www.bobgriggs.com. That's www.bobgriggs.com. One more time, it's www.bobgriggs.com. And that is our website. You can pull up our website, and there you will find on the opening page some blue tabs across the top, and you can click on each one of those tabs. It will take you to different information. One of them is Media Library, and if you go to the Media Library, there you will find much material that you can download. And it will help you to grow in the knowledge of the truth. One of them is Bread of Life, and that's our broadcast, Bread of Life. You click on that, it'll take you to different broadcasts. One of them is Wordless. You go to Wordless, and it will take you to what we've been studying about concerning the Wordless book and the gospel as it's presented thereby. There's a number of different titles on the right-hand side that you can go to, and it will take you to different studies which you can print out. If you have a printer, you can print them out on your printer there on your computer. So these are all things that God has made available to help you to come to the knowledge of the truth and come to know Jesus Christ as Savior. Now, there's so many bountiful benefits that come into our lives through accepting the Lord Jesus Christ as our Savior. And today I want to begin to turn your attention to some of the many benefits that are ours as children of God. I call it new birth blessings. This is not yet on the computer, but there will come a day when we will have these available on the computer so you can download this information also and print it out. New birth blessings. To begin with, to help us better understand the blessings that are available in the Lord Jesus Christ, let me tell you about Yates Pool. A man named Ira Yates bought a ranch in Crockett County near the Pecos River in West Texas, which is a state of the United States of America. He bought a ranch in that county, for the state of Texas is divided up into different counties. And so in Crockett County, near the Pecos River, which is one of the rivers that runs through the western part of Texas, the ranch was not doing well. He was broke, and thus he was living on a government subsidy that he was getting to help him. His poverty was great until one day there were some oil men that came by and visited with him, and they wanted to drill on his property to see if they could find oil. He agreed and signed a contract. 1,100 feet down, in one place where they drilled, they discovered oil, and the well that they discovered started producing 55,000 barrels of oil a day. Other wells were dug with similar results. One government study revealed that there was one well that could produce 125,000 barrels of oil a day. And so a oil boom started there in that area, and the town that grew up in that area was called Ira Ann, named after Ira Yates and his wife Ann. And so Ira Ann grew up around the oil field named after Ira and Ann Yates. He was living in poverty when abundant resources were available, but he didn't know it. And beloved, it's a picture of the time and how many believers, individuals who have put their faith and trust in the Lord Jesus Christ, are living in spiritual poverty when there are bountiful benefits and blessings that are already ours, available to us through faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. In the book of Ephesians, chapter 1, we read some wonderful truths. As Paul was writing to the church at Ephesus, Paul, an apostle of Jesus Christ by the will of God, to the saints which are at Ephesus, and to the faithful in Christ Jesus. If you've accepted Christ as Savior, you're included there. This book wasn't written just to the church at Ephesus, but to we believers as well. Grace, God's undeserved favor, be to you, and peace from God our Father and from the Lord Jesus Christ. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with all spiritual blessings in the heavenly spiritual realm in Christ. All spiritual blessings are already ours in Christ Jesus. But how many times we do not draw upon our resources. We do not comprehend and understand all that becomes ours through believing in the Lord Jesus Christ, through accepting Him as Savior, through being born into the family of God. So many blessings are already ours, and we're not aware of it because we haven't gotten into the Word. Till next time, goodbye.